This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. On display right now at Kimball Jenkins Estate in Concord is a series of 12 murals. Each tells a story of a perfect day with mom or dad, and they were painted during a special summer camp for families dealing with incarceration. With me now is Christina Toth. She works for the Department of Corrections Family Connection Center. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
So tell us about the summer camp portion, because it's different from what we may normally imagine a summer camp to be. What makes this one different?
Correct. So this summer camp program is held at the YMCA Camp Spalding in Penacook, New Hampshire. And children who have a parent who's incarcerated in state prison and is involved in the Family Connection Center, they can go to camp for free for 2 weeks. And they do the regular camp activities, horseback riding, archery, campfires. And then for 2 days, they come into the prison and spend the day with mom or dad. And they get to have meals and play games and dance and read books. And most importantly, or maybe not most importantly, but the final product you see tomorrow at Kimball Jenkins is these life-size murals that are three-dimensional. They're coming off the paper, and the children and their parent work together with an artist to come up with what's the perfect day with mom or dad and then how to bring that to life on these large pieces of paper.
Yeah. What's the rationale behind it? Why is it a good idea for these parents and kids to participate in this art project?
So art is a wonderful medium that brings people together, and it's just taking what's in your head and putting it on the paper. And I'm not an artist. I wish I was, but they would probably better be able to explain that. But it really, there is the end result of the mural, but it's the journey getting there. So it's first coming together, sketching it out, talking about many different things that obviously the parent can't do with the child because they're incarcerated. But if they could, what would it be? And sometimes we have them up in space. Sometimes they're camping at a campground with a tent. And roller coasters is a big positive theme, too. So they just get to imagine, let their imaginations go and make it come to life on the paper.
Mm-hmm. So are you there watching them create these things? And if so, what's the experience like? What have you seen?
Yeah, so I'm taking lots of pictures and lots of videos. And it's wonderful. I've seen paint fights between parents and children and, you know, just like normal, healthy interactions between a parent and their child. And they don't get those. They don't get those in the prison visiting room. And obviously the parent's not at home. So this gives them a small piece of what it would be like if they were living together, which I imagine most of them would want to do. So it's wonderful just seeing them go through that journey.
Mm-hmm. What is the benefit for the inmates and for the children when it comes to a corrections perspective? For example, does this have an influence at all on rates of recidivism?
So we assume it does, because to be involved in our program in general, but then especially to get to the point that you're allowed to be participate in the camp program, a incarcerated parent has to be on good behavior and not get any kind of disciplinary reports. So this helps them stay on the right track. Actually, one of the fathers had shared the first year he was ineligible to come to our camp program because he was doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And when he kind of he said he felt he was kind of entitled, like he thought he would be able to come to camp. And then when he found out he couldn't, he was really upset because he thought he was a good dad. And he said he realized at that point he kind of couldn't do both, play the games inside the prison and also be a good dad. So at that point, he kind of turned things around, and he's been involved in our camp program ever since.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who criticize the program by saying, these people are in prison, they're there to be punished, this is a bit too much of a pleasurable, fun experience for people who are in prison to experience? What do you say to that criticism?
Well, I say that, and we do hear that, unfortunately, is that going to prison is the punishment or the consequence of the crime. It, from there on out, there should not be more. But the reality is they're parents. They have children. Their children are in school with our children, and we want all children to feel safe, happy, secure, and know and be loved.
That's Christina Toth, the program administrator for the New Hampshire Department of Corrections Family Connection Center. Friday is the last day these murals will be on display at Kimball Jenkins Estate in Concord. And from 3 to 7, there will be a public event to celebrate the center's 20-year anniversary. Current families and past participants will be in attendance. You can see pictures of the murals on our website, nhpr.org.